Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
844, 16 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, story in the New York Times talking about Elon Musk and ketamine. And he's acknowledged using it in the past, said that he didn't use it on a campaign trail. That just got me to wondering about ketamine. What is it? I know Matthew Perry had a problem with it, and I don't know anything about it at all. So Brittany Lambert joins us now, clinical assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Dr. Lambert. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
Thanks. Tell me, what is ketamine? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think exactly like you said, there's been a lot of high-profile kind of connections to ketamine with Elon Musk allegedly using, and then also Matthew Perry tragically dying in his autopsy report, secondarily showing that there was some concern of acute ketamine effects. And so the general public has really had their interest piqued about what is ketamine. In the medical world, we have been using ketamine for decades. So it originally came out in the 1960s. The class of medications that it is called dissociative anesthetics. And so what we mean by that in our world for the phrasing, dissociatives are medications that cause patients to feel psychologically detached from their environment. And we typically are using ketamine in the clinical setting as anesthesia for pain control and sedation for procedures. A lot of your listeners may already be familiar with ketamine because they may have heard of it when they've received procedures. We often use it in the pediatric population. So if your listeners are parents, their kid may have broken their arm or had an injury and came into the emergency room, and ketamine was used in an anesthetic purpose for that because it has a really great safety profile, minimal risk when used in a medically supervised setting. And then it also has not very long-lasting effects when used by medical professionals. Unfortunately, you know, some of our medications that we typically use in medically supervised settings sometimes trickle out into the community and then are used recreationally in illicit fashions, and ketamine is one of those. So typically in the community, when people are using it recreationally, it's referred to as like Special K or just K or Vitamin K, and that's what we're seeing a lot of now currently.
This is a prescription drug, right?
Yes, so it is. It is. There is currently two. So there's a differentiation that I should make is ketamine, the anesthetic, we use in medically supervised settings for anesthesia, procedure, pain control. Mm-hmm. In the early 2000s, we started to have more research that emerged that ketamine may have some connection with depression management. And then so in 2019, there was a variant of ketamine that was approved by the FDA called S-ketamine, which is a nasal spray that's used in medically supervised settings for the treatment of treatment-resistant depression. So that is why I think you're hearing a lot of high-profile cases related to it, one, partially because people are using it recreationally, The anesthetic, but then also because some high-profile people are currently using the S-ketamine, which is the variant for treatment-resistant depression.
When you say anesthetic, does that like knock you out completely for pain? Like when you talk about surgical procedures, I'm just curious about that.
That's a great question. So typically when we're using it in anesthetic doses, it can have different effects on different patients. So most of the time, patients feel themselves being disconnected from the environment, detached from pain. One of the other benefits of it for anesthesia is that it causes amnesia, meaning that you don't have recollection of the procedure that happened. So a lot of times patients are finding themselves getting good pain control, but not really recalling what happened. In very high doses, you are right, it can cause people to have coma. Secondarily, people can also have seizures when they have doses that are near lethal. It can cause confusion or psychosis. Which is really why it's important as an anesthetic that, you know, it's only used in a medically supervised situation.
I see here it says developed, a New York Times story, developed as a battlefield anesthetic. Is it the kind of thing, doctor, that affects your brain where, and I'm not trying to be flippant about this at all, but where, hey, I'm seriously wounded, but I don't care, kind of like that?
In some way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's because the way the anesthetic works, the patients are not really in touch with what's happening. So that's one of the reasons why we prefer in procedural cases is because the brain kind of disconnects from the environment in that way. And so then they don't have really any recollection of the actual event after receiving the medication. So in the anesthetic purpose, that's how it's used. When we're talking about S-ketamine, which is the nasal preparation that's used for depression, it doesn't tend to have that profound dissociative effect, which is that psychological disconnection.
As it relates to depression drugs, where does esketamine fit in terms of either popularity or efficacy?
That's a great question. So for esketamine, when it got approved by the FDA in 2019, what we really saw emerge from that body of research was that esketamine was really great in treating acute episodes of treatment-resistant depression. And I think it's important for me to highlight what we mean in our field by treatment-resistant depression. So we're talking about depression that has been unresponsive to medications, depression that has been unresponsive to psychotherapy, very severe depression where patients are still struggling with suicidal ideation and thoughts of wanting to harm themselves. And so in that group, esketamine was showing some promising results with having people get rapid relief within 24 hours of care. Now, within our field, there has been great conflict and great debate about esketamine because when we look at it long-term, so what kind of durability does esketamine have? How long do the impacts help when people have treatment-resistant depression? We really don't have great evidence beyond 6 weeks. for that kind of treatment. So it was kind of a double-edged sword. In some ways, we were really excited as a field to have this new modality of medication. We hadn't had any new medications come out on the field for treatment-resistant depression in a very long time. And in the same time, I always tell my trainees and then my patients, anytime somebody is selling you something as a miracle cure, you want to be optimistic, but you also want to be cautious. Mm-hmm. And we're learning a lot more about esketamine as far as durability, what are the long-term benefits of it. And we really don't honestly have the answers to the question of that part of the portion.
Let me sneak in a break here, Doc. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the ways that ketamine use would manifest itself in people if somebody's concerned about their kids or their significant others might be using this stuff, warning signs, etc. Dr. Brittany Lambert, our guest, clinical assistant professor, Department of Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans, 851 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Brittany Lambert, clinical assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. Doctor, the commercial break was there, I was thinking, I've never seen this stuff advertised on TV, and it seems as though every drug almost is advertised on TV, enticing patients to ask their doctor about it. Why don't I see any of that for ketamine?
Very true. So for ketamine, because it's an anesthetic, it's not available for use outside of a medically supervised setting. Esketamine, which is the one that has the treatment-resistant depression approval from the FDA, mm-hmm. that one also has to be used in a medically supervised situation as well. So it's under what we call sort of a REMS program here in the United States, meaning that it's highly regulated by the government. So I assume that that is part of why you wouldn't see any sort of advertisements for it, because of how highly regulated it is. And that's partially because of the significant concern for abuse.
Yeah, what is the downside of this? How easy is it to be abused and some of the troubles that it can cause?
Yeah, so we have actually been seeing a steady increase in the rise of people using ketamine, specifically recreationally in an illicit fashion. It typically tends to be people who are in higher socioeconomic statuses. So what we mean by that is people who are more educated. We also have been seeing that ketamine use has been sort of increasing, and we're hearing from many high-profile cases as well in the country. So we have a lot of concerns about that because ketamine certainly does have abuse potential. Some of the kind of warning signs that you can pick up on are kind of subtle when it comes to ketamine, so it's really hard for people in the general population to know whether or not someone is intoxicated. But one of the main ones is that often people will lose their eyelid reflex, not always, but some people will have decreased blinking. So they often have sort of a weird staring that's going on. They can have an increase in their heart rate. One of the things that we typically see clinically from ketamine is what we call nystagmus, which is a medical word to mean involuntary eye movement. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why some of the individuals who are in high-profile positions have had some of these types of symptoms, and people have alleged that they may or may not be using.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll have to come back and talk some more about this. Very interesting. Dr. Brittany Lambert.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.